Okay, Parshas Beshalach, Tavshin Mem Beis. So the Pasuk goes and says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Ksoiv zois zikoron basefer, Vesim biozni Yeshua, Kimochoi emche zecher amolek mitachas ha-shomayim. So the scroll goes to explain why is that, where does the Pasuk say Ksoiv zois zikoron basefer, Vesim beozni Yeshua. What does he have to say, Vesim beozni Yeshua? Why not just Zikor beSefer enough? So explain to the scroll that really here, Moshe Rabbeinu is transmitting the idea of Mechias Amalek, both in Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. We know Moshe Kibil Torah Misina Mesorah Yeshua. Yeshua is a transmitter of Torah Shebalpeh. So the apostle goes out of its way and says, Ksoi Zois Zikor beSefer, Mechias Amalek has to be written in the Sefer. Vesim beozni Yeshua and transmit orally to Yeshua. By transmitting orally to Yeshua, it's Torah Shebal Peh. And Yeshua, says Beskrov, is the one who carries Torah Shebal Peh. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah Shebal Peh, the Gemara goes, taught to Elazar, taught to Yeshua, and to other people. But the one who is the transmitter of Torah Shebal Peh is Yeshua. That's why the apostle goes out and says, Vesim beozni Yeshua. So, it's interesting to know why is Milcheves Amalek something needed to be in Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh? Why is this duality required? Call Torah Kula the Torah Shebalpeh. And here the apostle goes out of its way to say that. And the truth is, Beskrov says the same thing applies also by Megillas Esther. By Megillas Esther says in the Rishalmi that on the Pasuk, Vezichram Leyosuf Mizaram, it says, Vezichram Leyosuf Mizaram, Mikan shekovu l'chachom masechta. Here is the Bekor, the Chazal, were required to set up a special masechet for Masechta Megillah. Even though Masechta Megillah could have been included and could have been part of another masechta, Chazal understood from the Pasuk, Ksoi v'zichram l'yosuf mizaram. Rishkov says because the Lashon Zecher, to remember, is always something which is oral. Right, the idea if it's written, we don't have to remember. It automatically is remembered. So says the Beskrov, also same idea. The Megillah Esther also had to be written. We know that Nitan Lekosev, but there is a halacha that has to be a Torah Shebal Peh in the Megillah, and therefore the pasuk says Vizichram Lios Mizaram that it requires a special Masechta. So again, you see that this Megillah. And which is the Milcheves Amalek, has this duality, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. And the question is why? What's special about Milcheves Amalek that requires Torah Shebalpeh also? Okay, both in the Megillah and in Milcheves Amalek. Question number one. Question number two, the apostle goes and says, Kiyad al kesko milchoma lashem b'molek midor dor. Kiyad al kesko, so Rashi already brings the Gemara that says Rashi, Kiyad al kesko Milchoma Lashem Bamolek Nishba Kudush Bohu Shein Shmoy Sholem. Here the UK is missing the Vav and Hey. Vein Kisoy Sholem and the Kise is also not Sholem. Achi Moches Boishla Molek. Until Zechra Molek is what you call is erased. Okay, Shemoch Shmoy, when the Molek gets destroyed. Yash kise shol shem sholem ve kise sholem, both will be sholem, the kise and the shem. Shenemar haoyev tomoy charov is lanetzach is Amalek, and the pasuk says, Hashem leolam yeshev, Hashem leolam yeshev, Hashem kodesh bochu will be sholem and the kise will be sholem. And the question: what does it mean that Amalek makes the shem not to be sholem? That yud kei stays, vav he drops, and the kise is not sholem. First of all, it's mashma that. It's not two things. It's one thing. The kise and the shem is the same thing. What does it mean? And what's the shaykhus between the kise not being sholem and the shem not being sholem? So much so that the pasuk says, "Kivochar Hashem b'tzio in iva lemoishavloi." Iva lemoishavloi. Doshir Rosh Hashanah said the iva is the aleph of kise and the vav hey of the shem. So it's again, it's one unit. The question is, what makes the aleph of kise and the vav and the hey and the shem to be one unit? Somebody, Meshon Shmuli, says that that's in the pasuk. If you read the tefillah, it's very nice. The tefillah in mind, we say v'hu nochin, v'kisoy nochin, davening in Ma'ariv. It says, Vehu kayem ushmo kayem vechisoy nochin. Yes, I'm sorry, it's in the Shachar, it's by Emes v'Yotzev. We say, Dor vador hu kayam, ushmo kayam v'chisoy nochin. Hu is the hey, vav, and the aleph. Hu kayam. What does that mean? It means the shmoy kayam v'chisoy nochin. The shmoy is kayam v'chisoy nochin. The same idea. And the question is, always this unit goes together, the shem and the kise. What does it have to do? First of all, what does the shem mean? And what does the kise have, the aleph of the kise has to do anything with the shem not being sholem? Meaning, what does the shaychus? Now, if you look at the Rambam in Perek Vov Milchus Yisodei HaTorah. The Rambam in Perek Vov Milchus Yisodei HaTorah says the Shiva Shemus and the seven names of Kadosh Baruch Hu that you cannot erase them. Yud Kei Vov Kei, the Shemun Foyerash, Aleph Daled, Kel, Eloike, Elokim, Veke, Vechuli, all the Shiva Shemus. Ko is not one of the Shiva Shemus. So technically you could erase them. But the Rambam says in Alochada like this, Kos of Aleph Lamed Melokim, Yud Hei, Mi Havai, Eino Nimchak. If you write the Yud and the Hei, or you write the Aleph and Lamed Melokim, even though you didn't finish the Shem and you plan to finish, is Eino Nimchak. That already has a Kedusha and you cannot erase anymore. Vein Tzarech Loimar Ko Shu Shem Bifnei Atzmo. The Rambam says, Kav HaChomer, the Ko is a name of its own. Bipnei Shezeh Hashem Miktsa Shem HaMefoyrashu. Because this name, Ko, is Miktsa Shem HaMefoyrash. Okay? And the Ravid goes and says, Omar Avrom Zeino Klum. Says what the Ram say, it doesn't make any sense. Ela Shaloi Omru Ela Kel Melokim Veko Mehavaye. The only things which are nanim, like is Kel Melokim and Ko Mehavaye. Aval Shed Mishakai Vetzav Mitzevoko is Haril Mchokim. Shed Shindalet from Shaka. If you're reading the Shaka, you write Joe's throat Shindalet is Nimchak. And Tzadik Beis from Tzvoko is also Nimchak. The question was like, that's the Rambam exactly saying. What's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid? So the Kesef Mishnah explains the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid is like this. The Ravid, we know the Ko is not on the Sheva Shevas and Mechokim. So the Shraiva Shita is that the only time Ko has a Kedusha is if you plan to write Yud Kei Vov Kei. If you plan to write Yud Kei Vov Kei and you wrote Ko and you stopped, that Ko has Kedusha Shem Shamayim. Because it's mixed Shem HaFarish. It's the way Kel Melokim. That has Kedusha Shem Shamayim. And it's different from Tzvokis. Tzadik Beis of Tzvokis. Even though Tzvokis you cannot erase, but Tzadik Beis has no Kedusha Yikod. Shindale from Shaka you could also erase. But Yud Kei, but if you plan to write Ko alone, Beko Hashem Tzurilomim, that is not Shem Hashem Tzchokim and is Nimchak. The Rambam, and that's the Rivat argues the Rambam, because the Rambam holds not only if you wrote Ko to write Havaya, but the Rambam says, Val. It says Rambam, Mipnei Shezeh Asheh, Ve'ein Tzorech Loimar Ko Shu Hashem Bifnei Atzmo. The Rambam understood, the Rambam says, Kal V'choy, Matoch if I wrote Yud Kei, as part of the Shem HaMefoyrash, as Kedusha, Ko Shken if I wrote Ko alone. Now why Ko alone? If I only meant to write Ko, why does it have Kedusha? The Rambam says, Mipnei Shezeh Asheh, Mikta Shem HaMefoyrash, because Ko is Mikta Shem HaMefoyrash. And on that, Rambam argues. Because if you didn't plan to write Shem HaMefoyrash, this is not Mikzah Shem HaFoyrash. You never planned to write Shem HaFoyrash. But that's Machloek is the Rambam derived. The Rivet Shita is only Ko as part of the Shem HaFoyrash. The Rambam Shita is Ko as part of the Shem HaFoyrash as Kedusha. That's what the Gemara says. Kal v'choymer if you wrote Ko alone because Ko has a Mikzah Shem HaFoyrash. In other words, not Kedusha alone, is a derivative Kedusha because it's Mikzah Shem HaFoyrash. What we have to say, first of all, Machloek is the Rambam derived. On the Ravid alone, why Tzav Mitzvokis, Shed Mishakai, has no Kedusha? Kel Melokim makes sense, because Kel is Hashem Shamayim. We know that Kel is on the Sheva Shemaz and Shalim Nechokim, the word Kel alone. But Yud Kei is not Sheva Shemaz and Nechokim. But if you wrote Yud Kei from Havaya, he has Kedusha, because it's Mikdash HaFresh. Why not Yud alone? Why two letters? And why, if it's two letters, why all the Shevas don't Adam Ekadosh two letters? That's question one, that's a contrived. But according to the Rambam, it's even more schwer. Ko is not Hashem. But Ko, if you plan to write Ko alone, it has Kedusha Nikenem in Nimchak. Why? Because it's called Miktsas Shem HaMefoyrash. What does it mean? You never plan to write the Shem HaMefoyrash. Why is that Miktsas Shem HaMefoyrash mashmeh that this is a derivative of the Shem HaMefoyrash? One second, you didn't plan to write the Shem HaMefoyrash, you would give off. And you never plan to write it. So why Koh has it? And if Koh is Hashem, should it mean Sheva Sheva Zimchokim? What does it mean that Koh is Kodesh on its own because it's Mikta Shem of Eresh? What does that mean? So now we have to understand, and Yud-K is the Shem which relates to Amalek. Amalek in Hashem Sholem, and what Shem is left is the Shem Koh. Now, the third question is, it says in the Pasuk, V'yachanu Yisrael Berfidim, the Parsha of Amalek comes right after the Parsha of Masa. And the Pasuk says the following, V'yisu kol adas b'nei Yisrael mitbasim, V'yachanu Berfidim, V'ein maim sham lishtois. V'yarev ayam Moshe, Klausel fought with Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Pasuk says like this, V'yikra Shem Amokim. Now, so what happened? They fought with Moshe, and then they tested the Kodesh Boko. Vayare vayam im Moshe, vayom lutron lamayin v'nishte, vayitz masham, vayale vayom lezerun Mitzrayim, vayitzak Moshe l'ashem, ma'ese alam hazeh. So it's mashma that they first fought with Moshe, and then they tested the Kodesh Boko. But when the Pasuk goes, and the Pasuk says the name of the place, it says, vayikra Hashem amokim, masa umiriva. Masa means the testing of Hashem and the fighting. And the Pasuk explains why. It's Al-Riv Bnei Yisrael, meaning with the Riv, the Mitzad, the fight that they had with Moshe Rabbeinu. Right. And the testing of Hashem. So interesting enough, the Pasuk says the order, right? What was the order? First they fought with Moshe, and then they tested the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Riv Umasa. But when they call the name, it's called Masa Umeriva. Masa comes first. Even what happened was the Meriva, first the fight with Moshe, and then the testing of Hashem. The name of the place should have been Meriva or Masa. But the Pasuk calls Masa or Meriva, and the Pasuk explains, Ariv Ve'al Masa. So why does the Pasuk change the name from the order of the events that happened, like the Pasuk itself says it? Okay, so what's the pshat here? To enter all of this, we have to go to how Reb Tzodek learns, the Shem Yud Ki Vav Kei. Says Reb Tzodek, in Machsheves Chorutz. Reb Tzodek says in Machsheves Chorutz that the Yud K represents the words which are the hidden letters. Are the letters that represent the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chora Mitzidoi. Yud is Mitzad the Machshova, the point, the thought, the consciousness, and the He is Mitzad the feelings, the heart, the brain and the heart. That connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that realm, which is the hidden realm, it's always there. He's always Megala. And that's the Yud and the Hey. In Chazal, this is called Chochma and Bina. That's Chelki Ulevavi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chelki, he's my part, which is the part of my deepest consciousness, which I'm always connected. The Lokai Neshoma Shrasat Amit Teoherahi. And then the heart, which is also connected, Chelki Ulevavi. And that part is always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is an unbreakable touch. That's why Machshav HaRo Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzaref L'Mayse. A Machshav HaRo doesn't count. Because Machshav HaRo is not the real Machshav. In the depth of the Machshav, it's always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Kayim Lad. Beko Hashem Tzur Elomim. That's the Yud and the Hey. And it makes sense because the Yud is the point, which is the deepest form of consciousness. The Hey is how this thing expands. It becomes real. It becomes sensed. The Vav and the Hey is taking that Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is hidden, which is in the depth of the Neshama, and to bring it out to the world, to connect it to the world. Vav is always Vav, is the hook, is the Hemshech, is the idea, is to bring it down. And Hey, always Hey, is telling you this is what it is. Vav is the Vav Achibor. The letter Vav always connects things. So this is connecting the world of physical to the world of spiritual. Hey is when you tell you that's it, no more. You create boundaries to it. If you put a Hey, if you want to say something and you want to limit it, to define it, you put a Hey ahead. It's called the Hey Hayedia. Vav and the Hey stitched and going and the Pasuk is Shokeni min Shiko is Pihu. Pihu is Hey and Vav. Hey is the feminine letter, always relating to women. Every feminine word ends with a Hey. Lo, Shelo. and every masculine word ends with a vav. Because he says the goyin relates to mitzvahs loisaseh, and the vav relates to mitzvahs aseh. Because of mitzvah is connecting, l'shem ichud kudsha brichu, meaning the kudsha brichu, which is mufrash, which is separate, which is above everything else, or shchinte, the shchinte, which is l'shoichen ita b'toch t'moisa, bringing a kudsha brichu to elam hazeh, from the world of thought to the world of action. How do you do that with the hay and the vav? The hay is the one that you define, you limit. That's a mitzvah loisa say. You create boundaries, that you maintain the status quo. You don't allow you to dissolve, to dilute, to disperse. You don't allow you to diffuse. The hevav is the connecting, that you take and you connect the kibbutz. So you create a connection and you maintain that connection. That's the vav creating the connection, hay is the maintaining. That's why the isha is always keneged beisoi, keneged the house, because she maintains it. You conquer, and she maintains it. Mitzvahs loisaseh say contain, they maintain, they prevent it from diffusing. The mitzvahs aseh connect. Vov, connection, hey, maintaining, which is bringing a kodesh bochum and connecting to ilam hazeh. That's why the word mitzvah, the Shloh says, mem and tzaddik is yud and hey be'at bash, vov and hey, so you connect the vav and hey backwards to yud and hey. So 1 second, why is the first yud and hey beat bash and the vav and hey is keseder? Should be everything beat bash, or should there be nothing in the bash? But it's very interesting because the yud and the hey is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the one who's begale. The vav and the hey is connecting yourself to that is galos, to connecting to the inner depth, to connect to the spiritual. So we, through the vav and the hey, we backwards reach to the yud and hey. We don't create the hey, we reach to the yud and hey. We reach from the bottom to the top. That's why the vav and the hey allow you to reach the yud and the hey backwards, from the end reaching to the beginning. That's why it's mem v'tzadik. I'm sorry, mem and tzadik. Mem is yud bad bash, tzadik is hey bad bash. And makes a lot of sense because the mitzvah means tzavta v'chibur. It's creating a connection. You bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world of physical and bringing the gilui to a Kodesh Baruch Hu completely into the world of physical and connecting to the world of spiritual. If you look at what Amalek is the one that separates. Hashamayim Shamayim Lashem is there. Ram al kol goyim Hashem, the Pasuk says. Hashem is a Ram al kol goyim. But Mika Hashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu, Mika Hashem Elokeinu ha-magbihi l'shoves b'shamayim u'boretz. He's b'shamayim u'boretz. We connect it. Vav and the hay is taking the yud and the hay and expanding it to here. It's so much so that in Olam Hazeh, the yud becomes the vav, because I have to extend here. Lo tzid lo v'shtet narizal, that the shem yud kei vav kei will be e here, will be yud kei and yud kei, because the world of physical will not be a connected to the world of spiritual, will be all the world of spiritual. See, in this world, the yud and the hey expand into this world. We projected into the world, which is the vav, is projection and extension. But Lios and Lov, it will be the same idea. The yud and hay is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the vav and hay is mitzad us. And the idea is to turn this into the yud and the hay, Lios and Lov. Amalek prevents that. What is Amalek? Amalek is the one who was metame klal yisrael b'mishkan zochor. What's mishkan zochor? Homosexuality. Homosexuality is that the Mekabel, the one who is the receiving end, is himself a giver. He doesn't realize that he can connect to a higher giver, that he's only a Mekabel. The Mekabel thinks that he himself is a giver. The same way that the giver is a Zohar, the Mekabel is a Zohar also. That is the idea of Amalek. Amalek is the one that separates the two. Amalek comes, the Soid is the Amalek, is Keneged the Nochosh. The Nochosh is the one who created the separation between Netz Hadas and Netz HaChaim. Nochosh, the most poisonous of all snakes, is called the Tsefa. And Tsefa is Begimatria Molech. He creates a separation from Itzachayim and Itzadas. He separates a Kodesh Baruch Hu from Olam Hazeh. That is the whole idea of a Molech Mikra. What's Mikra? He says that this is natural. He creates a natural explanation, not requiring the physical phenomena to be connected to the spiritual reality. They're disconnected. The yud and hey stay, and they do not create the vav and hey. That is the midah of Amalek. We merely could understand that's the idea of kiseh. What's kiseh? Kiseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the throne, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits in Olam Hazeh. But kis, the chof and the samich, noshon kisui, is Olam Hazeh, is mechaseh. The aleph is megale, that all of the kisui is the aleph. So the Vav and the He is the Gilui of the Aleph. So for sure the Aleph is connected to the Vav and the He. The whole idea of the Vav and the He is realizing that the Kise is not Kes, Miloshon Kese, but it's Miloshon Kise, which is the Gilui of the Aleph within the Kise. And that's why he is the one who prevents that from happening. If you realize that, this is the whole idea of the Nes of Purim. What is the Nes of Purim? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself derech HaTeva. We are makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in the Shomayim, but how he's Megal himself in the Oretz. Is the Gilui of the Vav Hei, of the Aleph of the Kise. And that is our Melchoma against Amalek. This is the power against Amalek. The power against Amalek is ultimately Torah Shebaal Peh. What is Torah Shebaal Peh? That we're using our intellect, our regular faculties of Elam Hazeh, we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We realize that this is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the realm of the physical. That is Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why Torah Shebaal Peh is the ultimate antidote to Amalek. That's why the tikkun of Amalek is Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why the people that came out of Amalek, Bibni Bon of Shalhamon, Lomdo Terbib Nebrak. The Rebbe Akiva comes from the Meravav Shalhaman. The people are always the consequence, the result of Amalek. The result says, Kitzayid Befiv of Esav, because Esav is the one that creates Olam Hazeh as a separate world. That's why the Hushem Ko is a Shem of Midas Adin. The Goyin says, the kill is Chesed, Elokim becomes Midas Adin. And by Shem Shamayim is the opposite. Yud-Kei is Din, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei becomes Rachamim. So Bishlam HaKel and Elokim makes sense. Kel is one power of force. The word Kel means force. And Elokim is breaking it into the plural, into the various forces. Midas HaChesed is one general power. And Midas HaDin limit, defines, and creates. Makes sense. Why is Kel Chesed and Elokim Din? But why is Ko Din and Havai Chesed? But that's the idea. Because Ko is a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kibiyochol with Midas HaDin, creating, contracting himself out of Olam Hazeh, creating himself into the world of the hidden, the world of consciousness, the world of meaning. We have to be megala to expand HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that vacuum, in that vacant place. The vacant, filling up the vacant place is Chesed, is expanding Midas Adin. So Ko alone is Midas Adin. That's why, because Ko is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibiyochol refrain, retracted from Olam Hazeh. The tikkun is Torah Shebaal Peh to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Olam Hazeh. The ultimate Midas Adin is Esav. Esav is the one who kebiyochol took HaKadosh Baruch Hu away from Olam Hazeh. The tikkun is Kitzayid Befiv. Kitzayid Befiv is that in his mouth, yet Torah Shebaal Peh, Rabbi Akiva comes from there. Rabbi Akiva is the Olam HaYechad. That he's the Aleph of Kiseh that brings all the Malchus of Losid Lovi. That's why Losid Lovi is the tikkun. The ultimate tikkun is tikkun of Mashiach, which is tikkun of Amalek, to bring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'shamayim of Oretz. The Losid Lovi would not be Yud-Kei Vav-Hei, but it would be Yud-Kei, Yud-Kei. That would be the same Gilui there, it would be the same Gilui as here. Mimela, and that's done through Torah Mitzvah, to bring to the realm of Maaseh. That's why Shem Shamayim is Havaya. We read Havaya backwards. Because how do you reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? First the Hei, which is Mitzvot Lo Yisaseh, Sur Mera. Then Aseh Toiv, which is the Vav, and then you reach Yud-Kei. So Havai is the Hei and Vav leading to Yud-Kei, which is the same idea of Mitzvah. Mitzvah is the Hei and the Vav leading into the Mem and Tzadik, which is the Yud-Kei Be'at Pash, meaning coming from the end, reaching, we come from the bottom, reaching all the way to the highest high. That's why At Pash, right, comes from the end of the Aleph base to its reciprocal in the beginning of the Aleph base. So we made all the questions are very much answered. The Yud-Kei is Shem Shamayim. But is Mikta Shem Shamayim, is the Shem Shamayim without the Gilui. The ultimate Gilui is Ihia, that will be Yud-Kei and Yud-Kei in all the realms. But Yud-Kei is the Shem HaMfoirash, but is the Shem HaMfoirash not totally developed? Is the Shem Shamayim Kibiyochol Bekoach, that we come to bring before, is the Vav Hei. The Vav Hei is bringing the Shem Shamayim Bekoach. So state Rabbam, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is the Shem, but Yud-Kei is the Shem undeveloped. So it's not a derivative of the Shem, it's Miktsas Shem HaMfoirash. The Mefoirash is the Pirush. The idea is the explaining. Pirush is expanding. This is the mixes. This has all the gilui not fully developed. Yud ke is the Shem Shamayim bekoach. Yud ke vav ke is the Shem Shamayim before. But it's the Shem Shem. So Yud ke is Yud ke vav ke. It's the same kedusha of Yud ke vav ke, but retraining, not fully expanded. So we mail that shita sarim and shita sarayvet. The Raiva holds Yud ke is only a Shem Shamayim if it at least is in the process of developing. Otherwise, not Shem Shamayim. Shita Zarambam no says no. Even if you don't plan the Mikta Hashem of Foyrash, because in the Mikta Hashem is already Tom, is already hidden, is already embedded in it the Shem of Foyrash. That's Machlok is the Ram Rivet. Amalek is the one who makes the Shem not Sholem and the Aleph missing of Kiseh. And Losid Lovoy is Eva Lemoishavlo, is the Gilui of Shem Shamayim Bachol, Hashem Echad Ushmo Yechad. Mimila. This explains why Davka Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the human intellect in Olam Hazeh, that our intellect is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'Shamayim of Oretz. Kibiyoch, the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh, is exactly, what you call it, it's exactly Purim. And Mimele could understand Masa of Meriva. The whole idea of Meriva, Shtetin Beis Alevi, you know the Meriva is the ultimate fight, the creator Machloik is the separation. The ultimate Meriva is the separation of Olam Hazeh from Olam Haselavi. So with the fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu, this separation, is because they were really, even though what happened first is this Machloik is to create separation, is because they didn't believe that the world was a world of Echad. So their reason for it, they didn't realize, but there was, because they were testing Hayesh Hashem Bekirbei Nimayin. Hayesh Hashem Bekirbei Nimayin creates Machlaikas, because if there is no Hashem Bekirbeinu, so that the world is separate. Once it's separate, the separation multiplies and you separate between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between you and everybody else. You become an island of its own. The world of Ichud creates the ultimate unity. So the idea that Taiva Yevakish Nifrad is because if you have Taiva, if you have your Zich, that you make yourself separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you separate from everybody else. So even though the Pasuk says Meriva came first, but the real shortage of the Meriva is Masa. Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu. That's the shortage of Machloikis. Because the ultimate Machloikis is not B'Nodom Chaveroi. The ultimate Machloikis is the Machloikis between Maim Helyoinim and Matachtoinim. That's why Shteitin Beis, it's something very interesting. Meriva is only talked about Maim. Only about Maim. So says in the Balaturim. Why? So not Balaturim. So the Kliyoker says, because he is called Meriva, and afterwards it was also Meriva. There was Meriva by Beir HaShalmini, when Miriam died, by May Meriva. Why Meriva? It says because the water is the one that created the Machloikas. The Yom HaSheni, the Mayim Elyoin, the Mayim HaTachtoinim split, that was the beginning of Machloikas. So everybody asks, one second, by, what you call it, by Shabbos of Mora. By Shabbos of Mora also there was water, and it's not called Meriva by Mora. But it's very good, because here there was a Meriva. The shortage of the Meriva of water is that by Mora, they had water, only the water was bitter. Here there was no water. So state in the Amik Dover, if you look in the Psukim, when they came, they started fighting for Moshe Rabbeinu. But then it says in Moshe Rabbeinu, then they got thirsty and they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Netziv is Mashma that when they came, they weren't thirsty. They just looked in the place and they realized they could have no water. They wanted to live a world of physical. They didn't want to be all spiritual all the time. So they wanted the world physical. So they were complaining and fighting because they wanted to create a separation, to live a world on their own. And that's the mistake. The mistake is there's no life on their own. So the Meriva led to Masa, but the Masa is the shortage of Meriva. That's why the apostle calls it Masa Umeriva, Hayesh Hashem Bekirbei Nimayin. And Davka by water, because what's the pilug of water? It's Mayim HaTachtoinim, which is physical, Mayim Elyoinim. They look separate, but in essence, they're one. We have to be makir that they're one. And our avoid is to make them one. L'shem Ichud Kutshabrich U'Shchintei. That the Olam Hazeh is connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Hakor of Hashgocha, the Hakor that everything is L'chvoidoi. That is the whole idea of mitzvah by Olam Hazeh. That is represented by water. The water is the ultimate machloikas, which is the separation. So dafka by the water, not stand by the water. When they wanted to leave a physical water, water not in this physical sense, but on the metaphysical sense, on the real physical water. And that creates Meriva, and that's the ultimate Meriva. What is the tikkun of the waters Be'er Shel Miriam? Be'er Shel Miriam is the Koyach V'Torah Shel Bar Peh. We know the Miriam, the Rizal said all the time, we always know the Be'er Shel Miriam is the Chidush of Koyach V'Torah Shel Bar Peh. All right, the Rizal said, the first one to be Zoyche, to ultimate Torah Shel Bar Peh, has to drink Be'er Shel Miriam, which is in Yama Shel Tveria. Even though that it is Yosef that you should drink from there. Because the tikkun of the chidush of the air, that Olam Hazeh, even though it's physical, is still connected to the world of spiritual. The Mayim HaTachtonim, Mayim Elyonim, are not fighting with each other, but they're really connected. L'shem Yichud Kodesh Brichu is Davka Torah Shel Baal Peh. So that's why the Mekor of Torah Shel Baal Peh is Davka the Be'er Shel Miriam, which is the tikkun of Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Mayim. And I always wanted to tie them. The Klal Yisrael, they couldn't understand. They saw Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Gilui Shamayim. But in the world of physical, they thought the world of physical was separate. They were craving for the world of physical. That prevented them. Because they didn't understand Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Mayim, they weren't able to mekabel Torah Shel Baal Peh on Matan Torah. They had Kofarim Har Kegigis, and they were not mekabel. Dafka by Purim, which is the Tikkun on Amalek, the Akora of Kadosh Baruch Hu Be'olam Hazeh, then they realized that Yesh Hashem Bekirbeinu, which is the Tikkun on Amalek, so by the victory against Amalek is the Tikkun of Yesh Hashem Bekirbeinu. When they had the Chisoron of Yesh Hashem Bekirbeinu in mind, who did they bring upon themselves? They brought Amalek upon themselves. When they were mesaken that they were mekabel to Yesh Shebaal Peh, they were able to be victorious against Amalek. So therefore, their salvation of Purim against Amalek is because of Kimu veKibul LeYudim, Kiblu LeMata, Kimu LeMala, Mashe Kiblu LeMata. That your Mekabel Torah Shel Baal Peh, the Akord LeLam Hazeh is Boi LeLam Hazeh, Bashamayim Uvaoretz, and that's the Koyach against Amalek, and that's what we're able to give Haman.